This is Bob Larson with your Market Light Report for Friday, July 19th. To a live cattle show, a little short-term correction in Thursday trading from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle market was a little bit easier today. There is a short-term correction. Now, we know that there is somewhat of an uptrend, but the futures are really having trouble sustaining that uptrend. But it's not over yet, so don't give up hope here. This has happened before, and I think by Friday, maybe we'll get a little more action and kind of get some buying follow-through. Let's hope. Feeders, though, were actually lower still, and I think they were trying to say that the market is a little bit overbought. That being said, it's not like we had a skyrocketing market over the last couple of days. Now, for 2 days in a row, the feeders have been down much harder than the live cattle. Is that an indication that the market is really completely pulling back? I think that it's very possible that we can move back around.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 12 at 493 and three quarters. September corn was down 11 and a half at 425 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 9, ranging from 557 and 3 quarters to 567 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 2 and a quarter, ranging from $6.5 to 605.5. Live cattle for August were down 72.5 cents at 107.20. August feeder cattle was down $1.15 at 139.05. And July Class 3 milk was up 11 cents at 1742.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.